This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And right now, another Power of Pink interview with the Community Cancer Center, doing that throughout the month of October. And Tabitha Gray is in. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us about yourself and how you discovered you had cancer.
It was 2 years ago this month. My sister was a doTERRA rep, and she had this hormonal. They came out with this line for hormones, like to help you with your estrogen. I had taken it one day. The next day I was in my shower, and I noticed the lump. So it happened pretty overnight. Yeah, pretty much so.
So what was your initial reaction there?
A fear, denial. At first, oh, it's a lump. It's not a big deal. But as the day wore on, it got to me. It was.
How long was it before you went to seek a medical opinion?
I was in later that week. I called the same day that I discovered my lump, and I was in within the next few days.
And what was it like to go through that appointment and be told officially?
Again, there was that denial factor that, no, it can't be. I'll be fine. There was that fear. But I slowly came to accept it, you know. I was at peace finally knowing what was going on and that it was me and not someone that I left.
So talk about the process. Did you do regular screenings?
You know, I have to say that I kick myself now when my primary care physician, you know, had mentioned it year after year. I was like, no, I'm not at that age. I don't need it yet. I don't need it yet. And when your doctor tells you, listen to him. Listen to him and go get checked out. It's worth going through the process, whether you are diagnosed or whether you're not, just to have that peace of mind.
So where are you at with the process now?
I've survived. I've got my checkups every 6 months. I've gone through the chemo. I've gone through the double mastectomy. So I'm out on the other side of it.
And what's it been like what kind of support have you had with family or friends?
God was really, really good to me. He gave me a solid support system with my family, my work family, local businesses here, my care team especially, you know, with the cancer center, my oncologist, and my surgeons up in Eugene.
What kind of advice would you give to somebody who's newly diagnosed?
I would say, don't be afraid to be afraid. Feel all that you're feeling and know that it's okay and it's natural, and reach out to your support team, reach out to your care team. They are there for you, and don't give up on yourself.
What kinds of things besides not giving up did you learn going through this experience?
I really honestly learned what true love and care was. You have this idea, you know, that love is love, care is care, but I'd never known love or care like I did come to know through this process, through God, through my family, through the care team at the cancer center. I really learned a lot about myself too, self-acceptance of what I had to go through and growing and learning.
So looking back now, it's been a rough period of time.
It has, but at the same time, you know, my support system and my care team made it easy for me. You know, yes, there were times that were harder than others, but they were my lifeline. They held me up. So really, it wasn't as hard as it could have been. So I'm grateful for that.
And talk about the treatment you received at the Community Cancer Center.
So it was chemo. I think it was 4 weeks the first round, and then it was 8 weeks the next. And then after the chemo, I did my surgery where I had the double mastectomy, because my left breast couldn't be saved. And then from there, it was radiation. And then once I was done with the radiation, I was cleared. I was good to go.
And are you feeling better now?
Yes, I am. I'm feeling great.
Anything else you want to share for people that are maybe facing this or will in the future?
You're not alone. Don't ever think that you're alone, because you're not. Use your resources. There are people here rooting for you, and we'll be there to walk you through it.
All right, Tabitha Gray, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
A Power of Pink interview, 8:37 at the Morning Report.